What are the many things then that are available to people by tapping into the 0 point field? I mean, what are some of the things that they might be able to achieve in their life, first of all?
Well, I think by tapping in, I mean, you certainly, certainly one of the things that is possible is remote viewing, clairvoyance, precognition, possibly even psychokinesis, you know, the mind over matter. It's a demonstration, and this is not just these are not party tricks. What we're really talking about is a consciousness that isn't local and isn't separated by our own bodies, but that can access information at any point in time, about if in any point in space. And so we're saying that all the information of the universe is available to us if we can learn to tap into it.
What about time travel? Is it possible with the mind?
Well, it looks that it may be. I mean, certainly there are plenty of good studies demonstrating that a kind of quote-unquote time travel is possible. Certainly the remote viewing studies that were carried out in Stanford Research Institute and also at Princeton University were demonstrating that people who were accessing information in the so-called future were just as successful as remote viewers as people who are accessing information in real time. So when you get into this, you realize that there is really no time and space in terms of information if you can learn to tap into it. And again, I stress everybody can.
Are there some mainstream scientists, Lynn, who say, oh, come on now, the force, there's nothing out there like this. I mean, what we see is what we get.
Well, there's loads of them out there like that, but the science just doesn't demonstrate that. I mean, the science is overwhelming that there is, and that is what my book, The Field, is all about, is putting together all the scientific evidence to demonstrate that this really exists and that the one uniting element is the zero-point field and that these field effects are real.
Now, can the zero-point field, can it be registered with equipment or anything like that?
Yes. I mean, it's been harnessed by several experiments. One is the very well-known thing called the Casimir effect, where they've taken two metal plates and put them an infinitesimal space apart, very, very close together, and they suddenly realize that there starts to become a pull where they start getting pulled together, and so there is a force on either side. And what's going on is, when you've got those plates, you're blocking certain quantum waves outside the span between the gap, and the force of those waves begins to push those two plates together. So this is a real effect that's been demonstrated in the laboratory. And there are also many studies afoot to try to extract energy from this heaving sea of energy. Because, I mean, one thing we haven't talked about is this is like a giant supercharged backdrop. It's got this is really inexhaustible energy. And just to get an idea of it, if you were sitting a yard away from me, the energy in the empty space between us would be enough to boil all the oceans of the world.
Oh, my. Is that how some faith healers have been able to tap into this to do what they do? Is that the same thing here?
It's the same thing in terms of energy, but don't think of it in terms of, you know, healing is about heat, but it's about energy, and certainly they've proven that with, and there have been studies of healers demonstrating that when they heal, there are huge electrical spikes that they can measure coming from them. So their own energy fields are revving up, so to speak.